Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Orla, can you say Rob?
Rob.
Beckett?
Beckett.
And Josh?
Josh.
Widdicombe?
Widdicombe.
Good job, Orla.
Good job,
Orla. Oh my
Orla.
God, I think they're Americans.
They are Americans.
And they are from San Diego.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. If you're American, would you be called Rab? It sounds like you're called Rab over there.
Rab Beckett. Rab. Yeah. Where she's, that is, I thought, she, I thought it was
Pennsylvania,
Irish at the start.
That East Coast.
That's God, I'm in Philadelphia.
Trouble. Yeah, that's East Coast.
I'm in trouble.
I'd struggle to name where a lot of places are in America.
Right, okay, so Pennsylvania is Philadelphia, like Philadelphia's
yeah,
in Pennsylvania,
Philadelphia
it's just
is
south
east
of
coast.
New York and yeah. Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, how yeah. are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Boring, wasn't it? I've had a bad... Let me read this out. Here's my 21st old daughter,
I think that was the most boring we've ever been.
Yeah, fucking hell. I caught myself before I talked about Live Aid being in Philadelphia, as if anyone gives a fuck.
I reckon that could have saved it from the way QI keeps getting commissioned. If it drops off banter-wise, there is something interesting coming off the back.
Exactly.
That's why it's gone on for so long.
Exactly. Your back catalogue kept me sane during those middle-of-the-night feeds during the newborn days and have kept me laughing since. We've moved back to the States. After a few years in London, when we got pregnant and listening to you all, like getting to be with my funniest friends and co-workers from back in the UK, stay sexy and relatable, Katie and Peter.
Katie and Peter, lovely.
Yeah, they don't sound very American, do they, Katie and Peter? You all right, Rob?
Yes. Not, I feel I'm still a bit ill. I was ill over Christmas, as I told you. Then I felt a bit better, then I feel a bit rough again. I don't know what's going on, mate. I can't get better.
Unbelievable. Life with kids. I've had an absolute shocker, Rob.
Yeah, talk me through it. What's been going on with you?
Well, partly I've just realised that we're now on camera and I'm wearing my Spotify hoodie, which is a bit of an error.
Oh, that's bad.
That
is bad, isn't
that
it?
Was unintentional. It's a warm hoodie they sent us.
Shall I sit? Give it. Get on camera. There it is. Yep. So, for the listener, basically, because we are on Spotify exclusively now, they sent us a little Christmas gift, didn't they? Which was a backpack with Spotify written
on
it.
If I was wearing that now, that would be... I can't go out in my Spotify backpack, Rob. I simply can't walk down the street with a Spotify backpack on.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it,
no,
but I think,
but
you know,
for
like,
me,
if you just announce a move to Spotify...
Yeah, it's too on the nose. It's like if you saw a footballer and he was wearing his team's shirt, you'd go, what the fuck is going on here, mate?
Well, they sent me a Spotify bottle, that's all right.
Yeah,
I use that, indoors.
And the candle.
And they sent a candle, a Spotify candle. And a Spotify jumper, but Lou stole the jumper. It's actually quite a good jumper, so Lou stole the jumper off me.
I do regret wearing it now, because if someone clips this up and puts it on the internet, it looks like I'm now just like a company man. But when really, Rob, I'm still rock and roll.
Yeah, you're rock and roll, mate.
Yeah.
Well, my Spotify backpack ended up in my father-in-law's garage to put his fishing bait in. Which I think that's a good journey for the bag.
When he goes fishing with his mates, do you think they'll all
he
have Spotify?
No. Rewind that. Just use the first part of that sentence. Now, he's a lone fisherman, old Mick.
Okay.
He likes a bit of peace and quiet. He said, and I don't know if it was a joke, because he's got three daughters, married and three daughters, and they're very loud and chatty, but also quite quiet, Lou and her sisters, because they're quite polite.
Yeah.
But they all talk at once, and... they don't let each other finish a sentence before they go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And I find it hard to get a word in. And
you
I'm
do?
Good at... Yes. Because There's never a gap. They basically talk about something and the other one jumps on top. It's like layered. I know how to elbow my way in. You've got no, because there's never a gap. So there's never a gap. So he just sort of sits there quietly, Mick, and he's quite quiet. And then he likes going fishing. It's a bit of his alone time. And then he said to my mum and dad, because he goes that near where my mum and dad live, and they said to him, you should pop in for a cup of tea if you're down that way. He goes, yeah. He went, sometimes I get on the beach and I just sit there and I don't even get the rods out.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even go fishing. He just sits on the... He loads it all up. Just tries to add it. But I don't know if it was a joke or that he genuinely does that.
That's
and
not
Lou
a joke.
Goes,
that's
no, 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 he's joking. He's joking. I'm like, I don't think he is.
You'll have to follow him down one day, Rob.
He just loads it all up. Spotify backpack on. Just sits on the beach and has a cup of tea.
Still, all good marketing for the streaming platform.
Yeah, I think that's the market they want, lonely six-year-old men at the beach. Just desperately driving for quiet.
Yeah.
So he can listen to Spotify in peace.
What an advert. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, go on,
I've
sorry.
Had, so I've had a shocker, you, Rob.
Yeah. Talk me through your week.
Do you want me to take you through the last, not even 24 hours, 36 hours?
Yes.
Okay, so Rose has gone away from yesterday morning, from 8:30.
Right.
I thought, I can handle this, I'll be fine.
So it's what, she's away for the night?
She's away till Friday. This
sorry,
is Thursday.
What was that noise?
Me coughing.
I think you. I think you're
right, not all of us are coughing up phlegm every left, right, and centre all the time, mate. Some of us are coughing dry.
So she's got away overnight. Well, yeah. Talk us through the days because it's Tuesday now. They're listening to this bit. It's last
week. No, it's
week.
Thursday now. Oh yeah, it's Thursday as we record. So as she left call, Wednesday morning.
She left Wednesday morning. She's due to be back Thursday.
Friday afternoon? Yeah.
Right, so you're right in the middle of it, and it's gone wrong already. Okay.
Oh, it's gone badly wrong. Yeah. It's gone really badly
okay,
wrong.
Okay, so she left Wednesday morning, what time?
She left Wednesday morning at 8:30.
Okay, cool. Okay. Right, so, talk me through it.
So, we wake up at about 7 on Wednesday.
Yep.
Rose needs a shower, which is fine, but she is the worst of us at getting up. She will admit that. She's worse than
fine.
Me at getting up.
Rose needs a shower, which is fine. Okay, yeah, good. Glad that
fine.
Was clear. Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. But it, so she has to kind of get in the shower. So I do the breakfast and stuff. Rose comes down. I'm like, before you go, we get the kids need to leave the house about 8:45, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, could you just help me get them ready till 8:30?
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, so we do. They're more or less ready at 8:30. I've got to admit this, Rob.
Yeah.
I've got to admit this. The week's already gone badly. Do you remember last week when I said we've got friends at school who always forget stuff and I don't remind them?
Yeah, and you sort of revel in them not getting it right.
Yeah.
Yep.
My daughter had a trip on Tuesday and we forgot to give her a snack box that school had asked us to give them.
Oh, no.
And our friends remembered with their kid who shared his oat cakes.
See, and this really paints you in a bad light. So the people that you try and stitch up got it right for
no,
once.
No, I didn't try and stitch.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no. But you pull the legs from under them.
You're
enjoying
them.
The failure. Not only
no,
did they remember,
yeah,
and
maybe.
You didn't,
yeah, yeah.
Then their child stepped up and fed your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a bad week. It's a bad week already.
Feels like karma's coming to get you, Joshua.
It does feel like karma's coming to get me.
Yeah.
So I managed to get the kids out of the house. It's difficult.
Mm. Talk me through your school run. Are you carring it? Are you in a bus?
Carring
walking?
It.
You're driving
carring
it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, in my panic. Get them out of the house. There's so many things that they need. My son's got a bag of plastic bottles that are plastic milk bottles washed out because they're building an igloo and they want plastic milk bottles. It's annoying that this was the day of the month when Rose remembered that they needed to be taken to school, but that is by the by.
Right, okay.
Yep. That's the mental load for you.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely full of empty milk cartons.
And so, get them in the car.
Yep.
Forget my Cokes, it's cold. And then I get in the car, drive them to school. Drop-off's fine. That's the easy bit of the day gone.
Yeah.
Get back in the car to go home. The teacher comments that, why am I not wearing a coat? Fair enough, it is freezing.
Yeah. Why are you using plastic milk bottles? That's what I'd say to her. Why are you using plastic milk bottles for an igloo that no one fucking needs? We actually use cardboard oat milk cartons.
Well, we do use cardboard oat milk, but we have plastic milk bottles for my son's milk.
Right, okay, I'll let you off.
Car home.
Yep.
That is my 20 minutes that day of respite.
Yep, sure.
Get home, 10 to 10.
Oh, it's a long school drop, that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you leave at 8:45, it's an hour round trip, yep. Yeah. Make my breakfast, make a cup of tea, go into the last leg meeting, 10 o'clock. Last leg Zoom meeting, first of the year, so it lasts longer than you'd expect. Gets me to 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. 12 o'clock, I think I've got this hour before the second last leg meeting at 1 p.m.
Right.
So I've got to go out, buy them dinner, go and buy them salmon. Guy pushes in front of me
buy them salmon? They've got salmon for dinner?
Yeah. Right, she wanted salmon for dinner.
Fucking hell. Guy looking after it, Audrey Hepburn? Demanding salmon, they'd be getting microwave raw veg and fish fingers.
What would you most want? She said salmon with mash.
Right, okay, fair enough.
A bit from both sides of the fence, class-wise.
Yeah.
A guy pushes in front of me at the fish shop, mate. Unbelievable.
Really?
Just walked in. Yeah, just walked right up to the counter. I was so angry.
Did you say excuse
me? And then he left.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You say excuse me, I'm next.
No, I didn't, Rob.
Why not?
Because I couldn't believe it was happening. Because when when he walked in front of two of us,
yeah,
including the woman in front of me, who was about 70, right?
Yeah, that's difficult.
I just presumed he was casing the fish, right? Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Oh, he's just casing. And then the fishmonger turns around and he starts fucking talking.
Oh, now you've got to step up there if it's an old woman in front of you, Josh. Because it's difficult. If there's someone your age in front of you, that's their battle. But if the person there's older, you've got to step up.
I was just stunned. Also, he had the worst bleached denim jeans on I've ever seen in my fucking life.
So is this like an East End fishmongers or a fancy East London one?
I think it's been there for years, but I'd say it's closer to fancy.
So it's a bit more hipster now, but there will be people that walk in that could beat you up in the street.
Yes.
Right, and is that kind of guy?
No, he wasn't, but he was about 6'4".
He was about 6'4". Free card, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yep.
I get over that in 20 to 30 minutes of walking around the streets being annoyed, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Go and buy all the food, get back to the house, somehow try and make myself some lunch, just have time to make myself some lunch, and then I have to do the two phone calls, then it's another last leg meeting.
Yeah.
That should go on till 1:30. It overruns till 2. I've got another meeting at 2. Finish at 3. Oh, get this.
Go on.
The first last meg meeting is disrupted because the door goes. And it is a man delivering a large mirror. And he goes, I'm going to need you to help me carry it. And I had to do a full Chuckle Brothers carry of the mirror through the house.
Is this your mirror or has Rose ordered it?
Rose has ordered it to come. She's ordered it. This is the day for it to come.
Okay. That's cheeky.
Well, I don't want to say that, Rob. If you want to say that, you can say that. I'm not going to say that.
If you're ordering a large mirror and someone's solo parenting and working.
So when you're carrying it, it's proper Chuckle Brothers piece of glass being carried through the house.
And where is it? Is it been put up or is it just in the hallway?
I put it in the shed. No, it's in the shed.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so then I go back to the last leg meeting. The next last leg meeting starts. There's a ring at the doorbell. I go down.
Yeah.
It's a Cardo.
Okay. Didn't need to go to the fish shop.
Didn't need to go to the fish shop, Rob. Right. Ocado.
Oh, that's good, though. So has Rose done a food shop order for you?
To be delivered on the day when I'm at home on my own as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Could have come the night before, but let's not worry about that.
Yeah. So all the Ocado bags have to come in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't put the stuff in the freezer now. I've got to go back to do the last leg meeting.
Okay.
I go back to do the last leg meeting. It finishes at 2. I have another meeting 2 till 3. Do that meeting. Gets till 3. I'm like, I've got to leave the house at 3:30. I've got my only half hour now to myself.
Yep.
And I've got to do Peston tonight.
Okay.
Peston.
Okay, right. So you've got half an hour to get the food in the fridge.
Got a half an hour to get the food in the fridge.
Yep.
And I've also got half an hour. I've got to have a shower and I've got to have a shave and I've got to get changed because I can't go to Peston looking like this.
Right, okay, you haven't got time once you get back and doing their dinner and stuff. You've got to go straight off.
No, because they're there, so I can't go, I'm going to jump in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I forget, he's too young, isn't he?
Yeah.
Shit, because I could have a shower. Yeah, oh, God. Oh, I forgot about you can't have a shower. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, right, I've got to have a shower, got to have a shave, jump in the car.
Right.
In my jumper and trousers, in the car, it starts fucking sleeting while I'm in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of school, the same teacher's there, sees me in a jumper in the fucking sleet this time. I look an absolute mess.
And is it hard to park near the school? Is it a bit of a walk?
Well, the school and the nursery are on the same road, but they're kind of different ends of the same road.
Oh, so but you do kind of are doing a lot of walking
between them.
Yeah, you do need a coat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then go and pick up my daughter. I've forgotten to bring her a snack, obviously, even though there's
again
the Ocado's fucking around. Oh, by the way, I haven't put the Ocado away by this point. It's just sitting on the kids.
It's still defrosting.
I didn't have time to put the Ocado away. It's just all sitting there on the kitchen floor. Actually, no, I did do something. I moved it to the kitchen table because I thought if it's on the floor, the kids will go mental for it. But I put it on the kitchen table.
Yeah, right?
By the way, there's one item that's not even... We don't ever order cereal, really.
No.
We're not like... My daughter's not that into it. We're not that into it. For some reason... East Coast.
New York and Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. How are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Boring, wasn't it? I've had a bad... Let me read this out. Here's my 21th... old door.
That's the most boring we've ever been.
Yeah, fucking hell. I caught myself before I talked about Live Aid being in Philadelphia, as if anyone gives a fuck.
I reckon that could have saved it from the way QI keeps getting commissioned. If it drops off banter wise, there is something interesting coming off the back.
Exactly.
That's why it's gone on for so long.
Exactly. Your back catalogue kept me sane during those middle of the night feeds during the newborn days and have kept me laughing since. We've moved back to the States. After a few years in London, when we got pregnant and listening to you all, like getting to be with my funniest friends and co-workers from back in the UK, stay sexy and relatable, Katie and Peter.
Katie and Peter, lovely.
Yeah, they don't sound very American, do they, Katie and Peter? You all right, Rob?
Yes. I'm still a bit ill. I was ill over Christmas, as I told you. Then I felt a bit better, then I feel a bit rough again. I don't know what's going on, mate. I can't get better.
Unbelievable. Life with kids. I've had an absolute shocker, Rob.
Yeah, talk me through it. What's been going on with you?
Well, partly I've just realised that we're now on camera and I'm wearing my Spotify hoodie, which is a bit of an error.
Oh, that's bad.
That
is bad, isn't
that
it?
Was it's a warm hoodie they sent us.
Shall I see it? Get it on camera. There it is, yeah. So, for the listener, basically, because we are on Spotify exclusively now, they sent us a little Christmas gift, didn't they? Which was a backpack with Spotify written on it.
If I was wearing that now, that would be... I can't go out in my Spotify backpack, Rob. I simply can't walk down the street with a Spotify backpack on.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it,
no,
but I think,
but
you know,
for
like,
me,
if you just announce a move to Spotify...
Yeah, it's too on the note. It's like if you saw a footballer and he was wearing his team's shirt, you'd go, what the fuck is going on here, mate?
Well, they sent me a Spotify bottle, that's all right.
Yeah,
I use that, indoors.
And the candle.
And they sent a candle, a Spotify candle. And a Spotify jumper, but Lou stole the jumper. It's actually quite a good jumper, so Lou stole the jumper off me.
I do regret wearing it now, because if someone clips this up and puts it on the internet, it looks like I'm now just like a company man. But when really, Rob, I'm still rock and roll.
Yeah, you're rock and roll, mate. Well,
yeah.
My Spotify backpack ended up in my father-in-law's garage to put his fishing bait in. Which I think that's a good journey for the bag.
When he goes fishing with his mates, do you think they'll all have Spotify?
No. Rewind that. Just use the first part of that sentence. Now, he's a lone fisherman, old Mick.
Okay.
He likes a bit of peace and quiet. He said, and I don't know if it was a joke, because he's got three daughters, married and three daughters, and they're very loud and chatty, but also quite quiet, Lou and her sisters, because they're quite polite.
Yeah.
But they all talk at once, and they don't let each other finish a sentence before they go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And I find it hard to get a word in. And
you
I'm
do?
Good at... Yes. Because there's never a gap. They basically talk about something and the other one jumps on top. It's like layered. I know how to elbow my way in. You've got no... Because there's never a gap. So there's never a gap. So he just sort of sits there quietly, Mick, and he's quite quiet. And then he likes going fishing. It's a bit of his alone time. And then he said to my mum and dad, because he goes near where my mum and dad live, and they said to him, you should pop in for a cup of tea if you're down that way. He goes, yeah. He went, sometimes I get on the beach and I just sit there and I don't even get the rods out.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even go fishing. He just sits on the... He loads it all up. Just trying to sound and sit. But I don't know if it was a joke or that he genuinely does that.
That's
and
not
Lou
a joke.
Goes,
that's
no, he's joking. He's joking. I'm like, I don't think he is.
You'll have to follow him down one day, Rob.
He just loads it all up. Spotify backpack on. Just sits on the beach and has a cup of tea.
Still, all good marketing for the streaming platform.
Yeah, I think that's the market they want, lonely six-year-old men at the beach. Just desperately driving for quiet.
Yeah.
So he can listen to Spotify in peace.
What an advert. Anyway.
I've had a shocker, Rob. Yeah. Talk me through your week.
Do you want me to take you through the last, not even 24 hours, 36 hours?
Yes.
Okay, so Rose has gone away from yesterday morning, from 8:30.
Right.
I thought, I can handle this, I'll be fine.
So it's what, she's away for the night?
She's away till Friday. This
Sorry,
is Thursday.
What was that noise?
Me coughing.
I think you.
All of us are coughing up phlegm every left, right, and centre all the time, mate. Some of us are coughing dry.
So she's got away overnight. Talk us through the days, because it's Tuesday now. They're listening to this, but it's last week.
Thursday now. Oh yeah, it's Thursday as we record. So she left Wednesday morning.
She left Wednesday morning. She's due to be back Thursday.
Friday afternoon. Yeah.
Right. So you're right in the middle of it, and it's gone wrong already. Okay.
Oh, it's gone badly wrong. Yeah. It's gone really badly wrong.
Okay, so she left Wednesday morning. What time?
She left Wednesday morning at 8:30.
Okay, cool. Okay. Right, so, talk me through it.
So, we wake up at about 7 on Wednesday.
Yep.
Rose needs a shower, which is fine, but she is the worst of us at getting up. She will admit that. She's worse than
fine.
Me at getting up.
Rose needs a shower, which is fine. Okay, glad that was clear. Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. But it... So she has to kind of get in the shower. So I do the breakfast and stuff. Rose comes down. I'm like, before you go, we get the kid. The kids need to leave the house about 8:45, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, could you just help me get them ready till 8:30?
Yeah. I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. So we do. They're more or less ready at 8:30. I've got to admit this, Rob.
Yeah.
I've got to admit this. The week's already gone badly. Do you remember last week when I said we've got friends at school who always forget stuff and I don't remind them?
Yeah, and you sort of revel in them not getting it right.
Yeah.
Yep.
My daughter had a trip on Tuesday and we forgot to give her a snack box that the school had asked us to give them.
Oh, no.
And our friends remembered with their kid who shared his oatcakes.
See, this really paints you in a bad light. So the people that you try and stitch up got it right for once.
No, I didn't try and stitch them.
No, but you pull the legs from under them.
You're enjoying the failure.
Then their child stepped up and fed your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a bad week. It's a bad week already.
Feels like karma's coming to get you, Joshua.
It does feel like karma's coming to get me.
Yeah.
So I managed to get the kids out of the house. It's difficult.
Mm. Talk me through your school run. Are you carring it? Are you in a bus?
Carring
walking?
It.
You're driving
carring
it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, in my panic. Get them out of the house. There's so many things that they need. My son's got a bag of plastic bottles that are plastic milk bottles washed out because they're building an igloo and they want plastic milk bottles. It's annoying that this was the day of the month when Rose remembered that they needed to be taken to school, but that is by the by.
Right, okay.
Yep. That's the mental load for you.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely full of empty milk cartons.
And so, get them in the car.
Yep.
Forget my Cokes, it's cold. And then I get in the car, drive them to school. Drop off's fine. That's the easy bit of the day gone.
Yeah.
Get back in the car to go home. The teacher comments that, why am I not wearing a coat? Fair enough, it is freezing.
Yeah. Why are you using plastic milk bottles? That's what I'd say to her. Why are you using plastic milk bottles for an igloo that no one fucking needs? We actually use cardboard oat milk cartons.
Well, we do use cardboard oat milk, but we have plastic milk bottles for my son's milk.
Right, okay. I'll let you off.
Car home.
Yeah.
That is my 20 minutes that day of respite.
Yep, sure.
Get home. 10 to 10.
Oh, it's a long school drop, that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you leave at 8:45. It's an hour round trip. Yeah. Make my breakfast, make a cup of tea, go into the last leg meeting, 10 o'clock. Last leg Zoom meeting, first of the year, so it lasts longer than you'd expect. Gets me to 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. 12 o'clock, I think I've got this hour before the second last leg meeting at 1 p.m.
Right.
So I've got to go out, buy them dinner, go and buy them salmon. Guy pushes in front of me.
So buy them salmon. They've got salmon for dinner.
Yeah, right, she wanted salmon for dinner.
Fucking hell. Guy pushes in front. Audrey Hepburn. Demanding salmon. They'd be getting microwave raw veg for fish fingers.
What would you most want? She said salmon with mash.
Right, so, okay, fair enough.
Bit from both sides of the fence, class-wise.
Yeah.
A guy pushes in front of me at the fish shop, mate. Unbelievable.
Really?
Just walked in. Yeah, just walked right up to the counter. I was so angry.
Did you say excuse me?
And he left.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You say excuse me, I'm next.
No, I didn't, Rob.
Why not?
Because I couldn't believe it was happening. Because when he did it, when he walked in front... No, when he walked in front of two of us...
Yeah.
Including the woman in front of me, who was about 70, right?
Yeah, that's difficult,
when he walked in, I just presumed he was casing the fish, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, he's just casing... And then the fishmonger turns around, and he starts fucking talking.
Oh, now you've got to step up there if it's an old woman in front of you, Josh. Because it's difficult. If there's someone your age in front of you, that's their battle. But if the person there's older, you've got to step up.
I was just stunned. Also, he had the worst bleached denim jeans on I've ever seen in my fucking life.
So is this like an East End fishmongers or a fancy East London one?
I'd say, I think it's been there for years, but I'd say it's closer to fancy.
So it's a bit more hipster now, but there will be people that walk in that could beat you up in the street.
Yes.
Right, and is that kind of guy?
No, he wasn't, but he was about 6'4".
He was about 6'4". Free card, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yep.
I get over that in 20 to 30 minutes of walking around the streets being annoyed, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Go and buy all the food, get back to the house, somehow try and make myself some lunch, just have time to make myself some lunch, and then I have to do the two phone calls, then it's another last leg meeting.
Yeah.
That should go until 1:30. It overruns till 2. I've got another meeting at 2. Finish at 3. Oh, get this.
Go on.
The first last meg meeting is disrupted because the door goes. And it is a man delivering a large mirror. And he goes, I'm going to need you to help me carry it. And I had to do a full Chuckle Brothers carry of the mirror through the house.
Is this your mirror or has Rose ordered it?
Rose has ordered it to come. She's ordered it. This is the day for it to come.
Okay.
That's cheeky.
Well, I don't want to say that, Rob. If you want to say that, you can say that.
I'm not
going to say that.
If you're ordering a large mirror and someone's solo parenting and working.
So when you're carrying it, it's proper Chuckle Brothers piece of glass being carried through the house.
And where is it? Is it been put up or is it just in the hallway?
In the shed. No, it's in the shed.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so then I go back to the last leg meeting. The next last leg meeting starts. There's a ring at the doorbell. I go down.
Yeah.
It's a Cardo.
Okay. Didn't need to go to the fish shop.
Didn't need to go to the fish shop, Rob. Right. Ocado.
Oh, that's good, though. So has Rose done a food shop order for you?
To be delivered on the day when I'm at home on my own as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Could have come the night before, but let's not worry about that.
Yeah. So all the Ocado bags have to come in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't put the stuff in the freezer now. I've got to go back to do the last leg meeting.
Okay.
I go back to do the last leg meeting. It finishes at 2. I have another meeting 2 till 3. Do that meeting. Gets till 3. I'm like, I've got to leave the house at 3:30. I've got my only half hour now to myself.
Yep.
And I've got to do Peston tonight.
Okay.
Peston.
Okay, right. So you've got half an hour to get the food in the fridge.
Got a half an hour to get the food in the fridge.
Yep.
And I've also got half an hour. I've got to have a shower and I've got to have a shave and I've got to get changed because I can't go to Peston looking like this.
Right, okay, you haven't got time once you get back and doing their dinner and stuff. You've got to go straight off.
No, because they're right there. So I can't go, I'm going to jump in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I forget. He's too young, isn't he?
Yeah.
Shit, Yeah, oh, God. Oh, I forgot about you can't have a shower on your own.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, right, I've got to have a shower, got to have a shave, jump in the car.
Right.
In my jumper and trousers, in the car, it starts fucking sleeting while I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Get out of school. The same teacher's there, sees me in a jumper in the fucking sleet this time. I look an absolute mess.
And is it hard to park near the school? Is it a bit of a walk?
Well, the school and the nursery are on the same road, but they're kind of different ends of the same road.
Oh, so you are doing a lot of walking
between them.
Yeah, you do need a car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then go and pick up my daughter. I've forgotten to bring her a snack, obviously, even though there's
again.
The Ocado's fucking around. Oh, by the way, I haven't put the Ocado away by this point. It's just sitting on the kitchen.
It's still defrosting.
I didn't have time to put the Ocado away. It's just all sitting there on the kitchen floor. Actually, no, I did do something. I moved it to the kitchen table because I thought if it's on the floor, the kids will go mental for it. But I put it on the kitchen table. By the way, there's one item that's not even... We don't have ordered cereal, really.
No.
We're not like... My daughter's not that into it. We're not that into it. For some reason, one of the things is a kilo of Rice Krispies.
A kilogram.
Do you know how light Rice Krispies are? Imagine how big that fucking box is. It didn't even come...
It's bigger than you, isn't it? You have to get the mirror man back.
Yeah.
Do they not? You can have that for years.
A Rice Krispies. Right? So, by this point, I'm quite stressed. Because I'm thinking, I've got to get the kids home.
Sorry.
I've got to feed them. I've got to put away the Ocado.
Yeah.
I've got to bath my son. I've got to get him to bed, and my daughter. I've got to get her in her pyjamas. I've then got to get my son in bed before the babysitter arrives at 7. And then I've got to get straight in a car to go to Peston, which I haven't even thought about, and I'm very worried I'm out of my depth on.
Yes, so Peston's a late-night political show filmed like as live and then goes out about half an hour later.
Yeah. And I've got form on being bad on those.
Yes, we spoke about you on this week, haven't we? Where you accused Michael Portillo.
Well, we don't need to go into it. We don't need to go into it.
Who's your Michael Portillo? And who was the other person?
No, that was just Michael
Andrew
Portillo.
Yeah, it was like Michael Portillo and Andrew Neil. And you were talking about school and you said to them, well,
I don't think we need to go into it.
Let's let everyone know because it makes them understand why you're nervous. So, yeah, if you got it's called This Week, the Andrew O'Neill This Week show. Josh would have come on that. Try and find it online.
Just Andrew
if you
Neil.
Can.
Andrew O'Neill is an anarchist stand up.
Oh, yeah, not
yes.
him. Andrew Neil, when he was on the BBC, had a show called This Week, and Josh Whitaker was on it to promote a book with Michael Portillo.
It wasn't even promoting a book. I wasn't even promoting anything in those days, Rob.
What was you just doing? Just a bit of profile.
I don't know. I was really new, Rob. I was really quite new.
Yes, and you accused Andrew Neil and Michael Portillo of going to private schools and gave him a bit of, like, comprehensive boy shtick, and then they informed you that they both went to comprehensive schools. Is that right?
So all in all, I'm nervous for Peston.
Yeah. And are you across the politics of that? Because it's quite a big day yesterday.
There was
the Prime Minister's
questions.
Kind of the Nadeem Zahawi thing's been kicking off. And
yeah, well, obviously I'm across that because I had 3 hours of last leg meetings about
right,
it.
Right, so you're a bit... Oh, you love news.
I'm going on to promote my show on Sky Max, which we will come back to why I've said that.
Right.
Hold the front page on Sky Max because that's an interesting thing that I've just done there, which will pay off later in the show.
Okay,
In the episode. Okay, so then... Picked up my daughter from school.
Yeah.
The Ocado's on the kitchen table at home.
Yeah.
I go. So I'm like, I've got to go. We'll go to the shop before we pick up my son, because he's obviously going to stay later at nursery, and we'll get you a snack. She wants custard creams. Fine.
Right.
Good. We haggle, and we agree it's a 2 custard cream max, because she's got her dinner on the way.
She's like a 6-year-old woman with a little salmon mash and custard creams, isn't she? She's
got custard cream.
She's got the taste of an old EastEnder.
maximum of 3 whelks before bedtime, I say.
Yeah, no more whelks for you. Do you know what's funny? Like, my kids... I know my kids... Like, I'm quite fussy, but they're also quite fussy with stuff they should like. I told you I don't like chips, didn't I? I think I've told you that.
Yeah.
And I got given a little bottle of maple syrup when I was in Australia doing Just for Laughs, which is
like
a Canadian comedy festival.
Yeah, of course,
so they give everyone this like proper, and it's absolutely delicious. It's like proper Canadian maple syrup. And I said, try a bit. They went, disgusting. I was like, what do you like? Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got the same with my daughter. She tried Cheerios. I'm like, this is going to be fucking, like, amazing. She was like, they're too sweet. You're like, what? Too sweet? You're a child. So we have a long debate that settles on 2 biscuits max, 2 custard creams max.
Yeah.
I didn't think during the debate that the words biscuit and custard cream and the difference between them would come back to bite me.
Right, okay.
You wouldn't think that. You'd just think they were, I'm like, 2 biscuits, 2 custard creams max. We then walk to the nursery. As we walk to the nursery, we go past the car of a friend who's picking up their child. She leans out the window and offers my child a Jaffa cake.
Okay, now...
And obviously...
Biscuits out the window now.
Is, That is outside the custard cream biscuit chat. She's been offered a Jaffa cake. I'm like, I'm fucked here. I'm not going to be able to say now you're down to one custard cream.
Through the window. By the way, Josh, I just Googled 1 kilograms of Rice Krispies. That box is like a fucking fridge.
Oh, Rob, I've taken a photo of it. I'll send it to you in a minute. But the photo is another bit of the story.
But it's got mega 1 kilogram written about it. As if to go, look, guys, we're selling it, but we recommend you don't buy it.
It's the kind of thing you'd buy if you were running, like, a calf on a building site where there's 200 builders. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, if it was cocaine, you're going down for a long stretch. This isn't for personal use. One key.
Yeah.
They also do a mega 1.1 kilogram as well if you want to go up.
Oh, really? 1.1? Yeah, no, one's enough. So then I'm...
She's got a Jaffa cake,
She's offered her a Jaffa cake. I'm like, fine, 3 biscuits, it's fine. She loves the Jaffa cake. We walk into the nursery, pick up my son, and his carer goes, oh, guess what we did today? We cooked, and he made shortbread. And he's made one for him and one for his sister. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So she has a shortbread. Can't believe this is happening to me.
Yeah, okay.
Get him in the car eventually. She has her 2 custard creams, so she's had her 4 biscuits.
Yeah. And a Jaffa.
He has his 1 custard cream. Yeah, and then we drive home, get in the house.
Can I stop you there quickly,
cooking
Josh?
For them.
If you think that's bad, when the younger one gets older, he'll start to argue that he's owed 2 custard creams and a Jaffa cake. And she will taunt him.
Well, he got 1 custard cream, I'll be honest with you.
She will taunt him and go, enough. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we make her at the moment. Does any other parent do this? It's really bad. We'll say, you can have an ice cream, but you've got to go in the other room and I'll bring it to you, and he can't see it.
It's sort of bad, but I understand why you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect it, but I know it's not right.
You can just go and have a covert ice cream on your own.
Yeah.
Anyway, get home. I'm trying to cook for them. I'm trying to look after him because obviously he's at 20 months or whatever he is.
Yeah.
He's going mental because all he wants to do is do stuff on the kitchen side.
Yeah.
He's like, and then also the Ocado's staring me in the eyes.
Yeah. Is there frozen in there?
Yes, there is frozen in there, Rob.
And did you put it in the freezer and just pretend it hadn't been sat there for 2 hours, or did you throw it away?
I didn't even get to that point, Rob, because I then make them dinner, yeah? I then start unpacking the Ocado, which my children help me with, which obviously makes it 3 times more difficult.
Yeah.
Of course. And I'm doing this. He's got to go up at 6:15. By this point, it's 5 to 6. I'm thinking the time is running out here. And then I basically start putting stuff in the freezer, and I realise there's too much stuff for the freezer.
Okay.
And because we've had a load of those cook ready meals delivered recently, which are very nice ready meals.
Yeah.
Rose has basically got a freezer full of them.
Yeah.
And then we've had the Ocado delivered. So I'll just pop this on the group, Rob, so you can see. This is the amount of over I had that can't go into the freezer.
That is a lot of food, isn't it?
It's like, that's a lot of food.
So some of that doesn't need to be frozen, but was that what was already in there?
No, but you're
there?
Not going to consume it this week, because she's bought 2 of those loaves of bread, those white loaves, because that's what we always do. That's the right thing
to
do.
And then one goes in the freezer. Sure.
Well, same with the muffins, but none of it fits in the freezer. We've never ordered vegetable spring rolls before in my life. I don't know why that's there.
Mince.
There's some chicken pies.
I thought you're vegan. Veggie.
No, I am. Rose isn't.
Fucking hell, she likes a chicken pie, doesn't she?
Well, they're for the freezer, Rob. But they're not now, are they?
There's so many of them. I've never seen This episode is brought to you...
So I text her. I'm like, what am I going to do? She says, just put it in the fridge. So basically, you've got to get through this stuff.
Please don't tell me you text her a photo of food on a table and ask what you should do.
No, I didn't text her the photo. I just said, there's a lot of stuff that can't go in the freezer.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you'll just have to put it in the fridge. So now...
Why did you tell her that?
Because I just needed an outlet. I just needed some kind of... Someone who isn't 18 months old or on a Zoom call to talk to me that day.
Sure, yeah. Like, but like, what did you like? What else was you expecting from her? Like, oh yeah, I forgot to told you there's another freezer in the house.
she'd asked me how it's going. So it was a kind of...
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah, it's okay, that makes sense. You haven't just gone, Rose, I need your help and a guidance.
Well, I might have. I've actually just riffed
definitely
that. She asked me how
it... If you've left the house for 2 nights away from the kids, you are not texting home. You could give a shit.
I'm just going back through. Yeah, big news.
Yeah.
I did text her the picture.
I knew you did, and I knew you'd go to her first. She has not asked you
with
what's
the caption,
happening.
Slight freezer issue, it's at capacity.
Needy, that is.
She's put, oh shit, can you throw anything away in there? It's not the time for me to be going through the freezer.
It's 5 to 6, the baby needs to go down because the babysitter's coming.
It's 5 to 6, I'm leaving for Peston in less than 2 hours.
Why are you doing Peston?
Well... we'll come to that, right?
Okay.
We'll come to that.
Sure, right, okay.
So then I'm like, I've got to do the milk for my son, get everything ready. I'm like, to my daughter, she's very helpful, to be fair. I'm like, could you get in the bath with him, all that kind of stuff? Will you help?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yes. By the way, I haven't mentioned, since leaving the house to go to pick them up, I have really badly needed a shit. I simply haven't got the opportunity to do this, probably until I'm at BBC Studios at about 9 p.m.
And what are you there for?
Peston.
Sorry, this is why you keep saying Peston makes me laugh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's, yeah.
Right, cool. Okay.
So this is really building up as an extra stress in my life.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
by the way, it's got to 5 to 6. I've already gone, well, I'm not having dinner. I've missed out on the chance for dinner. It's over.
And the food's just sat... The excess food's sat on the table until there's space
for it. No, I've put it in the fridge by this point. I've put it in the fridge.
Okay, cool. You just eat that when you get home.
So then I go take him up to his bath. I fill his milk. I walk back. It's all like, get the stuff. I then think there's something drop... There's something... I've got a wet foot. Why? And I look down and I haven't left his milk lid on properly.
Yep.
Yeah? So this is the kitchen floor, Rob.
Okay, you got another picture for me?
Yeah.
There's a kitchen floor. Oh, there's a trail of milk.
Like from a fucking cartoon.
It looks, if you did that, like, it looks like you tried to stage it, but that... Yeah. Oh, what's that red ball bouncing along?
That's my son throwing a bouncy ball across as I'm filming, because he's... Because while I was halfway up to get the bath, I then come back down, and while I'm filming the milk, he's then started playing with a bouncy ball.
Sorry I'm late, Peston. I was filming milk.
Yeah, I was filming milk. So then I get upstairs, get them in the bath. I'm thinking, I just don't think it's appropriate. I'm literally next to the toilet at this point, but I'm like, I can't just sit.
You can't shit while they're in the bath.
I can't shit while they're in the bath.
Did you?
As tempting as it is. So I hold on. By this point, we're running out of time. I'm behind by about 15 minutes. I can feel it.
What time does the babysitter come in?
7.
Okay.
But I've got to leave at 7:30. But in that time... So normally he goes... We take him up at 6:15 and he's done by 7. That's normally what we're looking
at. So the babysitter's arriving under the guidance that the baby will be asleep and then the older kid will sort of be in bed, getting ready for bed, and she can sort of hurry
Well, she'll be ready for bed and down on the sofa watching TV, and then they can go
right
to bed.
Bedtime. Yeah, okay, cool.
My daughter loves the babysitter, so it's perfect. All good. The babysitter, total legend, the most kind of cockney woman you've ever met in your life, in her 40s, huge Arsenal fan. Every time I come back,
because a huge ass on her.
Huge Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
So you'll come back, she'll be watching Premier League years. I'll have a good chat about Arsenal.
Oh, what a woman.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, what a woman. Anyway, so I get them up to the room, get him in, start to get him changed, and then my daughter hasn't got her pyjamas. I can't find them anywhere.
Yep.
I literally go up to her room. I have to just put my son in his cot just to stand there with my daughter to entertain him. She's just stood there naked entertaining him. Go up to her room, can't find any. Go down to the basement. There isn't any in the washing machine. Go back up to her room because the cleaner is incredible, but also she's somehow disposed of these pyjamas somewhere where I don't know at this stage.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to the pyjamas that were left on the kitchen floor this morning. That was where they were left so that I could pick them up this evening. Anyway.
You really like the making use of that kitchen floor, don't you? Whether it's shopping, clothing.
Yes, mate. It's our main storage area. It's our main storage and it's heated, which is not good if you've got a cardo with freezer items, I've just realised.
So you got a naked daughter at this point. Go.
Yeah.
And you're really earning your money on this episode, mate. I'm there.
Oh, mate, that's so... It's a fucking...
We haven't got to Peston yet.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking at this point. So then, I get her a mismatched pyjamas, but before that, I go, I've just got to go to the toilet. And I say to her, I've got to go to the toilet. It's 3 minutes to seven. The babysitter's almost here. I sit down on the toilet.
Yeah.
I've got a stomach bug. I didn't realise I've got a stomach bug.
Oh, no!
So, I've got the full shivers.
Rob. I was not expecting... It's like an M. Night Shyamalan film. There's a twist. Yeah. There's a sickness bug.
So I'm then watching the clock tick. Thank God. The babysitter texts me and she says, I'm going to be a bit late. And I'm like, thank God, because I can't get off the toilet at this point. I'm literally on the toilet for 10 to 15 minutes at this point, watching time tick away.
So your son's in the cot, but your daughter's...
In the cot, sat there while my daughter's next to him naked. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, if the babysitter turns up now, I'm in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Finally get off the toilet, get my daughter in her pyjamas, get her downstairs, get my son to bed about 3 minutes before the babysitter turns up, allowing me 10 minutes to do the things I need to do before I get in the car, which is feed the cats, which I do.
Yeah.
Get changed. I just put a shirt in the bag and I'm like, I'll just iron it when I get there.
Yeah.
And leave my jumper on. And then my daughter wants to sleep on our floor because she likes to sleep on our floor when one of us is away.
Right, okay.
That's fine.
Yep.
The bed was out this morning, but the cleaners tidied the bed away into the loft. Unbelievable.
Into
the fucking loft. It's a used loft, but it's still a loft where I have to go up two floors to get to the loft to bring
a bed.
It's like four trips to bring the bed down. Eventually, see the babysitter for about 2 seconds, say I'll order her a pizza, get in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I realise I'm about to do Peston. I haven't even really engaged with that.
No, you haven't. I can't wait to watch Peston, by the way. I've got it recorded.
By the way, so at this point, to give you an idea how quickly I went out, because we have the baby, she's quite a regular babysitter, so you don't really have to give her any instructions.
Yeah, of course.
I thought. So when I got home that night, she was sat there and she had the baby monitor with her.
Yeah.
And she was like, until I went into the kitchen with my pizza and saw the baby monitor, I didn't realise you'd left the baby here because you hadn't told me there was two children. Because I got him to sleep and just shoved the baby on the kitchen table. I'd forgotten to tell her there was a second child in the house.
I think...
It was a really sound sleeper, so he didn't make a peep. So for the first hour, she didn't realise she was babysitting.
Until she saw him on the monitor.
She saw him on the monitor.
Yeah,
she's like,
I think that's okay. I think there's a monitor. And also, as well, I think,
it's
the baby was obviously sleeping soundly, but then if he'd cried, she would have heard because it was on the monitor. But also,
thing to forget. I just forgot. I didn't realise I'd need to say there's two children because that's always the case. She's like, I presume Rose was away with the son.
And she thought, he's a bit stressed. He's only looking after a 5-year-old.
Yeah, what's all the complaining
about?
What's
all this stress about? Milk everywhere.
Oh, by the way, I've forgotten a detail, Rob. So, I spilt the milk.
Yeah.
I then, I put my son in the cot with my daughter and then I was running around the house looking for her pyjamas.
Yeah.
When I was running around the house, I noticed in the hallway the large box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
And I thought, I need to stop and take a photo of that for the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the photo. And as I was taking a photo, there was a mug of tea next to it.
Yeah.
And incredibly, in the middle of all this, I went to take the photo and I moved the angle of the Rice Krispies and knocked over the fucking tea and spilled tea all over the hallway.
You're spilling the milk and the tea. That is a serious wedge, that Rice Krispies.
It's fucking mental, that Rice Krispies.
It's absolute whopper.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. My God. So I'm so tired. So then I'm in the car to Peston.
Yeah.
When I have to do all of my admin from the day.
Yeah,
like,
all your emails,
I've just got
yeah.
texts and emails and everything from the day. Go through that. Get to Peston. And I'm like, right, I'm on this for promo. So I've got to, you know, engage with that. And whatever else happens, happens. So hold the front page, which I do with Nish, which is on Sky, is us going to work at different local papers. So I've been told the angle Peston's got on it is basically they want to talk to me about all the local journalists losing their jobs and local papers dying and stuff. That's why
Peston. I thought it'd just be a bit of a laugh about being a journalist.
That's what I thought, Rob.
Yes.
So I'm following. The first guest, right, is... you know, on an election night, that guy John Curtis, the really old kind of guy that does all all the stats?
Josh, do you think I watch election night?
All right.
I'll be aware of who's won, but I'm not staying up for it.
Yeah. Right. He's an academic, and he looks like an academic, and I'm the next guest. He's just spent 10 minutes dissecting the polls and what's going to happen with the world and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay.
I get put in to this seat that he just sat in.
Yeah.
David Davis, the Tory MP, and Jess Phillips are also there. So,
yeah.
So she's quite a laugh, so thank God for that. And then Peston just, he interviews me
yeah.
about local newspapers. And I think I've done quite a good job here.
Yeah.
I've sounded pretty intelligent. I've told a couple of anecdotes. I've got away with this.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to them because suddenly the Dominic Raab story of 24 people have now complained about him breaks in the middle of my interview. So my interview's kind of cut short.
So broke in the middle of the interview? Something, a news story's broke?
A Guardian story has been put out that Dominic Raab is now facing 24 people who've complained about him being a bully.
Right, okay, so it's quite a big... It's escalated that story about him being a bully, yeah.
Yeah. So they go back to David Davis and Jess Phillips.
Yeah.
And I think, I've done the whole interview and I've gotten away with it. And then he goes to the end of the show and he goes, oh, Josh, it was nice to see you. And then the credits roll and I think I got away with that.
Yeah.
The first success of my day. And then I think, he didn't mention the name of the show or the channel it was on. And neither did I. I've gone through the whole interview without mentioning the name of the show or the channel.
So you just supposedly got on to talk about
local
journalists. I've just
gone on and talked about local papers. He hasn't said off the front page once.
Or Sky or Now TV.
Or Sky or Now TV or anything.
So when do you realise that?
He hasn't even come close to saying it's all available as a box set. I tell you that for free, Rob.
When do you realise that?
When the credits are rolling.
I've got the show up here, actually. I might watch your face at the end. Your body language is very nervous. You're sort of leaning away from everyone.
Yeah. Oh,
your body screams, I want to be at home. Can I just play this? I want to hear it.
By the way, Rob, notice I'm in my jumper because I didn't have time to change it into my shirt.
Yes, you are!
Because I was too late.
Lovely to see you. And when he goes, lovely to see you, your eyes go, is that it? We haven't done it. And then he looks so shocked.
I go, I can't believe it.
Honestly, if you get a chance, people listening, go. It's on ITVX or whatever they call it now. At
do
the
a
end, 20 minutes
or whatever. Rob, put it on a.
Oh, I can't do the because it's from my.
You need another phone to film your phone or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I
can't do it.
I'll get it up. I'll film it.
I'll film
honestly,
it later on. But it's quite funny. You look so shocked.
I thought that was a successful interview, and then I was like, "Fuck! I haven't mentioned to hold the front page."
Oh, Josh.
No one's ever done promo for something before in their life
and
forgotten
yeah.
to mention the show. Surely.
Yeah, I think some people have maybe said the show name but not the channel.
Yeah.
Or they said, yeah, my new show on Sky, but not said the name of it. I don't think anyone's ever gone on Peston and not actually mentioned the show they're promoting.
Or the channel.
So what's your views? I don't want to watch the whole show. So what are your views on local journalists?
Do you know what? They're a lot funnier than they sounded on Peston. I'd say it was the most serious interview because they were all quite concerned about the kind of all the local papers closing. So I had to pitch it like that.
You need to stop doing political shows, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think it's for me.
This episode is brought to...
Anyway, got home at 11 p.m. My team was watching some tennis, maybe.
Okay.
Dispatched her home. Found out that she didn't realise that my son was at home for the first hour.
Yep.
All was fine. And then kind of just felt really sad and went to bed.
You'd done nothing well, had you?
No, I just felt really, really sad.
You tried so hard. You tried to keep it all going and you did it all wrong. Just slightly as well. Not massively wrong.
Everything I could do wrong, I did do wrong. Nothing in itself was an anecdote, but everything together was an anecdote.
Everything you tried to do, you did it slightly wrong. Yeah. Oh, Josh. But you were there. You know, I said,
can we start at 11:05? But I won't tell you why, because it's something I mentioned in the story. It's because I've got the shits.
That's why we had to start late.
Yeah.
And it, how was this morning? Is today going to be easier? Because you've got another night of the kids, haven't you? What are you doing today and tonight after this?
Yeah, today's easier.
So you've just got a couple of podcasts today?
Because my son's not a nursery, so we've got the nanny is looking after him today.
Right, okay, that makes it a bit easier.
I'm doing this and last leg and stuff. So that's fine, and my daughter's going to karate and stuff. Yep. And I can't tell you how much less pressure there'll be on bedtime when I know that I haven't got to get to Peston.
You've got to stop going to Peston.
You've got to stop
ordering jars of pesto and appearing on Peston. Well,
do you know the problem is? How many times have I mentioned his show? He didn't mention my show once.
You've done the greatest bit of PR for fucking Peston. He's
ITVX. As many times I've mentioned Peston on my own fucking podcast.
Can all the Parenting Hell people,
the
please...
the front page on SkyMax.
Like, to help Josh out, can you all message Peston on Instagram or Twitter?
Watch his show.
No, all message... Well, watch shows as well. But message Peston on Twitter, because he's very active on Twitter. Go, hi, Peston. Love Josh Widdicombe on your show. Please can you remind me what his new show is where he's a journalist?
Yeah, do that. Please.
Everyone do that, please. Just a really annoy Peston.
I'd quite like to have Peston on here. He'd be quite a good guest for this.
I think you've had enough Peston for 1 week.
Yeah, what am I doing? I'm like a
it's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, I've got Stockholm.
You've fallen in love with your kidnapper.
Oh, my God. Lovely bloke, though.
That really good guy. Love
Salt
the Earth.
What was annoying also? I got to finish Peston. I was like, bloody hell, I'd love a drink. Just to relax. And I got down into the green room, and they were like, oh, we all stay around and have a glass of wine.
And who's going to the green room after Peston?
Well, I was like, and they were just starting to talk about, like, they're being, you know, when politicians, you know, when anyone who works in industry is together, they're just talking like I would to you about comedians we hate. But
gossiping, right? Yeah, they're getting gossiping. Good gossip.
Like,
okay,
I've had to go back and relieve the nanny who thought she only had one kid for 1 hour.
Oh God. Oh, Josh. Well, so today's a bit easy. You just got a bit of this, and then Rose is back Friday.
Yeah, Rose is back Friday.
Yeah, so I think you're doing well though, mate. You try. That was a tough shift yesterday.
I'm trying.
I'm trying.
Sorry, I've taken up the whole episode. God. But I did tell you it'd be an easy one for you today.
Right, well, let's do a small business shout-out.
Oh, my God,
then...
is that it? Sorry. Right.
That's it.
Oh, God, I felt so sad when I got home. I can't tell you.
Well, did you go straight to bed, or did you do a bit of TikTok?
No, I sat up and just looked at my phone and just felt... I tried to watch TV, but there was... I don't watch Sky Sports, and you know when you're just like, I don't want to watch anything and engage with anything, and then guess what came on ITV, Rob?
No. Peston.
Yeah, because it's recorded an hour and a half in advance. Fucking Peston was on.
Did you watch it back?
This is mental. This is... Who am I? God. So, you know, John Curtis, the guy that does all the stats and figures. I was quite interested in what he was saying, but I had to keep leaving the room, so I watched his bit again. But I turned off before I turned up to not plug my show.
Yeah, you know, you don't want that. You don't want that. Right, let's do a small business shout-out and wrap this up so you can have some rest and have another shit. Hi, I'm a 480-month-old long-time listener hoping for a small business shout-out. I create tons of free silly food content for parents and carers, as well as producing fun food ideas for favourite food brands such as Warburton's and Babybel. So if you need inspiration for a party or if you want to create a breakfast to make your little one smile, then take a look at the Kids Food Edit. So I think it's like a content creator with ideas, Josh. So have a look at this. So it's kids. The Kids Food Edit. See what you can do with 1 kg of Rice Krispies. They've had a good shout out as well, haven't they, on this episode?
Oh my God, the bloody Rice Krispies.
There we go. Oh yeah, so that's pretty cool actually. Oh, so this guy's got an Instagram page where he creates dinners for kids, but like in a fun way. So a bagel cut up so that it looks like Rudolph at Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
And then a guitar made out of like oat crackers, hummus and breadsticks and cucumber that they might eat. Yeah, so that's the Kids Food Edit on Instagram. Have a look at that if you want some inspiration.
Very nice. Hi, Rob and Josh. I wonder if you give a shout out to our small biz in your small business slot. We're at the St. Barnabas Bike Project and are just starting up. Teenagers were a neglected bunch in lockdown, and many have suffered with mental health issues, struggle with loneliness or antisocial behaviour. The Bike Project is a practical community where the kids can sign up for free and get a bike to fix. They will fix and respray it and then keep it at the end, whilst working alongside adults and other young people. We hope to encourage practical skills, build community and be a safe place for our young local people. Search Barnabas Bike Project. That's a great idea. Well done, guys.
Good work. Right, well, I'll see you on Friday, Josh.
Look forward to it.
See you on Friday.